Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, Point Guard of Podcasting, coming at you live on a Wednesday. It's your boy, Zach D'Amico, international superstar.
Good day, man.
Great day.
It's a great day.
Solid fucking day. We have a live show planned, a great live show planned. I don't have my notes, which is a weird thing that my production team, these fucking bitches,
blame
wouldn't give me my fucking notes. So I have no idea what we're talking about today, but it doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter. We can just fucking flow. It doesn't even matter. Okay? Because we have two incredible guests. As always, you guys know him and you love him from the Column Turrell podcast. He's a regular here on the Real Ass Podcast. A lot of people say that I sort of made this guy's career. I make careers left and right. Okay? This is a fact. Okay? A lot of people say that. I'm not even gonna take credit for it. I won't even do that. I don't say that. I would never say that. Okay? Colm is a man of his own.
It's just a shame because my career is so bad.
Yeah.
To even give that to you.
I think they're trying to diss me.
They're insulting you. Yeah. Like, the best thing he ever made was Colm. Yeah. And he drives trucks.
He stinks.
he has back problems from lifting couches.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colm Turrell's here.
Thank you. Hey.
Who the fuck is this guy? Am I right?
And very happy to have this guy. Let me tell you something. This fucking guy, it's a true Real Ass creation, but he's so much more talented than anybody on this show that it's uncomfortable. It's a little bit uncomfortable for me to be around you, Mr. Amico. Not you.
No, I know.
Not you. Ladies and gentlemen.
We stopped being comfortable around each other years ago.
The one and only Crack Amico is on the show.
He's on fire!
North Carolina, we in this bitch, man.
I love it. Yeah. Crack, you're here in New York. How excited is this?
I'm excited, bro. It's like a foreign land. You know, I'm from the sticks, so... am I good? Can y'all hear
good.
Me?
No, you're good.
Mic
yeah,
technique.
Yeah. Never... Don't let Colm fucking out-alpha you.
No, I couldn't.
This Irish piece of shit. The queen just died. We're supposed to be friends right now. What the fuck's going on?
Yo, he has a gun on him. You know that. If you fuck with him, he'll pistol whip you in the fucking face.
No, I just got my dick right now, but
that's it? You can bring a gun with you?
Nah.
Come on,
that's
Crack.
That's worse.
Not in this place, bro. You go to prison forever.
No, Crack. I really wanted you to bring a pistol. I thought that was your whole thing, is you constantly have guns. You're constantly fucking bitches and dudes, apparently.
Just what you rap about, fucking dudes?
Not really. I mean, that's just kind of gay, but...
No, it's funny. it's great. It's refreshing to hear someone go, I'm going to fuck your dad, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, we have an incredible, incredible show planned today. Crack Amico's here. Got a brand new album out right now, White Trash Jesus. Where can they find the album? Everywhere, right?
Everywhere. It's on Spotify. I think it's on Apple Music, Napster, LimeWire, you know, everywhere you go for music. Sick. It's on YouTube.
Subscribe. Is it all free? You're not selling it at all? I would have sold this, Crack Amico.
I think the Spotify shit is like, if you use it, I get money.
All right, so maybe. Yeah, go listen to it on Spotify. We're going to play a few new Crack Amico songs on today's show. We're going to be world premiering a lot of these songs. Very, very excited about this entire show. Let's get our plugs out of the way, and let's get right into this fucking show. Should I hit that plug music? Colm, what you plugging on?
Yeah, you can check out my podcast, the Colm Turrell Podcast, and then I've got dates coming up. I'm going to be in Ireland and the UK in December, in Glasgow, Liverpool, London, Dublin, Belfast. If there's anyone listening from that side of the world, go to columturrell.com for tickets. Also going to be in North Carolina with the Dad Meat guys, and there's some other stuff.
So
that's mostly it. columturrell.com for tickets. Especially if you're in the UK.
Crack, you got to bring out your entire trailer park to go see the Dad Meat guys. And
all 17 of us will be there.
I love it. Crack, Amico, what you plugging on?
Let's see. I got a lot. As we know, White Trash Jesus is available on Spotify, all streaming platforms. I'm performing at Skankfest.
Hell yeah.
Vegas, October 14th through 16th. Patreon coming in 2023, but I'll let y'all know about that. We got wild shit going on. Me and Lewis have a video coming and a song that we're working on. We still got to get that feature in.
I'm doing a feature on one of his songs.
Dropping a verse.
You guys don't know how good of a rapper I am. I wrote it and everything.
It's fire.
It's fire.
I almost didn't want to make it because he kind of bodied me.
Yeah.
But it's all right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bodied you. Fuck you, Colm.
I'm excited.
I can't rap, you piece of shit. I can rap. I'm a man of many things.
I don't think you can rap.
King of things. That's one of my names.
King of things.
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry, Crack. Colm's being a disrespectful piece of shit right now, dude.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I might have merch someday. Maybe whenever the chocolate bars are done or
Crack me up before you leave. Before you leave, we're gonna have a merch meeting and it's gonna be on, baby boy.
Let's do it.
I love it.
Hell yeah. Very important. This Friday and Saturday, Rich Voss will be at the Kenosha Comedy Club in Wisconsin. Kenosha ain't seen a motherfucker kill this hard since Kyle Rittenhouse. So pack it out for the OG. He's gonna bring the Rittenhouse down. Kyle Rittenhouse killed people in Kenosha.
Rich Voss plugs. You're an old school Opie and Anthony subreddit user, I'm seeing.
What's that?
Okay.
At Crackamico Rap on Twitter and IG, Crackamico on YouTube, subscribe, and free my boy White Owl. Shout out North Carolina. Let's get it, baby.
Hell yeah. Zach Amico.
September 18th, Catalyst Wrestling at Chilo's in Brooklyn, Tequila Tacos Wrestling. Come get blackout drunk with me.
Yeah, I got a lot of live stuff coming up. Me and Aaron Berg on the Offend Everyone Tour going all over the fucking country, maybe even the world. Some international dates coming up. Toronto, maybe London. London just reached out to me, and I loved it so much last time. Yeah. I think I'm just going to fucking go. A lot of stuff coming up. September 22nd through 25th, Side Splitters in Tampa, Florida. Those shows are going to sell out. They're going to be fucking crazy. Every time I've gone to Tampa, I've loved it. So please come out. Me and Aaron are going to bring the house down. September 29th through October 1st, Plano, Texas. Plano House of Comedy. Very excited about that as well. And Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia at the end of October. Obviously, Skankfest presented by Yo Kratom coming up in the middle of the month. Lots of planning happening for that right now. And then we're going everywhere. Fort Wayne, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky, Toronto, Orlando, and a lot of other dates. Boston is getting put on the calendar. I just talked to Boston for December. We got Portland, Oregon, Washington, D.C., everywhere, guys. Look, go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab your tickets for all those shows and more. If you guys love this show, subscribe at Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library. Literally every show on the network is all available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored. Plus, you get access to the racist live chat. Hash Nigger says, Crack's going to steal the show, doggy.
Hash what?
That's his name. I'm not going to not read his name. I'm not a fucking...
Is that a play on Hash Brown?
Oh, well, it is.
Wow. Funny.
He's more creative than I thought. Norman Osborne says, I want Lewis to come to Manchester when he comes to the UK with Aaron. Good luck, Cuck says, they killed it in the Springs. Even Paco was good. Look at all the fucking... The reviews are in for
even
the
fucking... Even was
Paco,
good.
Dude, Paco...
Paco's likable.
Dude, he's super likable, dude. He's just a sweet guy. He comes out. He really gives it a lot of energy. His jokes are getting there, you know?
Can I say, Paco is the fucking man, and if he was not in Jacksonville, my performance probably would not have happened. He got that
Paco
shit all
made
together.
It all happen.
I almost fought the fucking owner of that gay-ass club, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, Crack was not feeling it, dude. The owner of the venue was just... The owner of the venue was sort of a dick. I gotta be honest with you. I'm not gonna shit on it because they ended up being cool.
Yeah.
But there was a disconnect. Somebody set up like this gig for us, right? We had Crack opening. And when we got there, like, first of all, we called. And I was like, oh, yeah, so, you know, how many actual seats are in the venue? And the guy goes, seats. And I was like, yeah, seats. He was like, we don't have no seats. Somebody told us we needed seats. And I was like, all right, well, I mean, yeah, we do. But I was like, so he was like, hey, we maybe have like 30 chairs. I was like, okay, well, I was like, can we set it up to where the chairs are like up front and then we'll have the people stand behind it? And he goes, yeah, I know how to set up chairs. This is like the first time I'm talking to this fucking guy. And I have to buy... I don't deal with that well.
Yeah, he turns them upside down and sits on the fucking legs of them.
Yes.
That's how he sits on fucking chairs.
So then we got there and then... Crack was trying to ask him about the soundboard, and he was just really condescending and kind of shitty about it. They ended up renting chairs last minute. It ended up being a great show.
Yeah.
But it was sort of a weird way when people are like, you know, we're bringing a couple hundred people to your venue. It was like a fucking, yeah. You know, I'm, you know, not to be a dick, I'm not sucking my own, but it's like, I feel like it should have been a little bit of a more gracious response. But the guy ended up being cool. I think he was just dealing with some stress, Greg.
I would call him a faggot, but I think he's actually gay.
So he might have been actually gay. Then it becomes a hate crime.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
I got two of those already.
Do you actually know? Have you ever been arrested, Cracky Miko?
Yeah, quite a few times.
Quite a few times? What was the last time you got arrested?
Last time I got arrested was 2018.
What was it for?
Me and my roommate got in a fight, so I broke a beer bottle over his head. And it was a Corona, and those are really sharp, so he had to go get stitches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't.
The Corona bottle's more sharp than other bottles?
Yeah, they're Mexican.
Come to find out, yeah.
They're made to turn into knives.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. You broke a bottle over somebody's head. I've never done that before.
I was very, very fucked up.
Nice.
And he had to get stitches. Luckily, it wasn't a felony. But yeah, that was the last time. So I've been really good lately.
I've never picked up a weapon and used it in a fight.
What?
It'd be awesome, though,
right? What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what it is? I've never. Like I said, I think people are built a little different.
These are my weapons.
They are your weapons. Have you used a weapon in a fight? Ever thrown something at somebody? Picked up a beer bottle?
No, not that.
Pool cue?
No, but I'd love to. It's like a real fantasy to crack someone on the head with a shovel.
Can I tell you the problem? It's like once you go there, then it's like, all right, all bets are off. Like now I'm inviting weapons into the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather, if I'm going to get my ass kicked, I'd rather just get my ass kicked with hands and feet than have to worry about like a fucking chair to the back of the head or like a pool cue over the head or somebody pulling out a knife or something even worse.
I saw a dude hit somebody with a big rock and that was scary.
Ooh.
He like picked, it was like a big piece of concrete.
Yeah.
And that really fucking, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
I saw a bat fight too.
Bats. Oh, bats.
Two bats?
Ooh, huh. Yeah. Yeah. I saw a bunch of fucking Guidos get out of an SUV.
That's right, guys. Bats fight. What happened to my rattlesnake, bitch? I'm sorry. I don't mean, I can't call them bitches like that. I can't. I was actually angry. That was a real moment. Like, usually it's a bit when I walk in. I'm like, listen, you fucking hoes. How are you doing today? I smack them both in the butts, give them both a deep tongue kiss.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
No, it's a joke.
Yeah. But that was not a joke. I was actually angry in the midst of being angry.
But it said rattlesnake, didn't it?
I called you a bitch.
Yeah, but it's a newer version. We want the old one back.
It'll be fixed before.
That's a new version?
Thank you, Natalie.
I'm assuming y'all have a crackle snake on there, too. So just have that ready.
We don't. Fuck. Why didn't we get a crackle snake?
I'm not telling any jokes then.
No, you know what? Fuck it. Don't. I say sit out.
There is one.
Yeah, I'm going to chill.
There is a crackle snake?
Yeah, should be on there.
What?
A crackle snake? No.
Let's fucking go.
There is in the email, if not.
No. We'll get it ready. Crackle.
Yeah, for.
Crackamico.
Yeah.
It's crackle snake.
I fucking love these bitches, bro.
No, there's chattel snake. You're thinking of chattel snake.
Maybe that is what I'm thinking.
You're thinking of the word C. They're stupid.
She's always thinking of a word C.
You know what? I get it now.
They're dumb, dude. What they're truly dumb. Crackle snake. Crackle snake.
Oh, they do have it. Crackle snake.
Crackle snake. It's been a crackle snake. You blew out my fucking eardrums.
I feel like that was on purpose. That was a threat. To tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Whoops.
Have your finger on
that. Sorry, that was too loud.
Damn, we got a crackle snake. There we go.
That's not bad.
Let's go.
Yeah, when you invite weapons into the fold, it becomes a whole to do.
Here's
the
thing.
Like if somebody pulled out like a fucking like a weapon and I got it from them, I wouldn't use it on them. I would throw it as far away as possible. I'm not trying to have a weapon fight. That's crazy.
No, the weapon is to end the fight. You bring it out, use it immediately, and then the fight's over.
Yeah, but then I'm going to kill a guy and fucking go to prison now. It's a whole to-do.
That's what you got to be about, bro.
I really got to be about the life. That is the life of Cracky Miko. I'm not a gangster like that. That was the difference. Dude. I had friends in high school who they would jump people, and they would beat them until they were unconscious, and they would keep going.
I had
friends that would do that.
That's what's up. Mm.
You would do that, Cracky Miko. That's your lifestyle.
Yeah, we got to keep rolling, baby.
See, that for me, it was always like, you and me, let's go out back, buddy.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Fisticuffs, you know? We trade a couple blows, then we fucking hug.
Then we fought. Because we were embarrassed.
Yeah, dude. That's just not my, just not that hardcore, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, but when you were younger, that was it.
Yeah.
What other times have you fought someone with weapons? Is that like a regular thing, cracking open beer bottles?
No, I think it was just that was like a severe kind of fight. Usually I just throw the ones, but that one had to be settled like that.
It had to be settled. Was it a big guy?
No, he's smaller than me.
Smaller than you. You were just a bully. Yeah. You're like, it had to be settled.
He was a midget, actually.
It was like, even...
he just didn't like Corona.
He wasn't even looking.
Oh, man. All right. So, look, we're gonna be premiering some of your songs on today's show. Why don't we do that real quick? Let's right off the bat, because you guys got to go download Cracky Miko's new album. Go on Spotify right now and just click the little subscribe button and listen to the music. I'll tell you right now, it's all fucking great. Half the songs are sort of about the skanks world and this whole universe, and then half the songs are just dope ass fucking rap songs. And
I'm good. Like,
dude, yeah, I love it. It's really great. So why don't we play Skank Shit? Let's do a Cracky Miko world premiere Skank Shit right here on the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
Kid, this a hit for show. Ride with a Glock, strapped with a whole pipe. Fuck with a gang, you won't get your nose wiped. Louis J. Day, beef with us, it's on sight. Best believe it's about to be a long night. Cause we on that skank shit, bitch. On that skank shit, bitch. Every night, fucked up like a skank fest, bitch. So with them skank set, bitch. With them skank set, bitch. With them skank set, bitch. But we on that skank shit. Pussy, you know what to do. Fucking bomb blast. This a revolution, not no motherfucking podcast. Drinks at the stand, bitch. This how we do. Ball like Kobe and his motherfucker. Shout out to that Jew. Big J, lead the mob. Crowd work, guard. Treat the club like his gloves with the top blowed off. You get raped quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He nothing in your bitch, about to be the president. Got that Puerto Rican snake. Torching the rig and he dabbing it. Stuck to your bitch like a magnet. Shitty service, he ain't having it. Chance for the man, that's the reason that we do this. Lewis, 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 Lewis. Ride with a Glock, strap with a whole pipe. Fuck with a gang, you won't get your nose wiped. Lewis J. Dave, beef with us, it's on sight. Best believe it's about to be a long night. Cause we on that skank shit, bitch. On that skank shit, bitch. Every night, fucked up like a skank fest. Bitch, I don't like. I see you a chick, boy, it's on sight. With my gang, bitch, it's about to be a long night. They say I came frontin', acting like I want white. But I'm proud, bitch, and I've been grown. Smoking fire, I've been blown. Call up in the tone of my lyrics, you forgot about my skin tone. Spit flames, spit game, get the fuck on my lane. Untamed, unchained like a runaway slave. Fuck a master, I'm faster. You bastards have me captured. The way I'm flashing the bait, I'm passing the way I'm cashing. It's way above average, skipped up savage. Lavish habits, tragic addict, cooked up magic. Like this is madness. Yo, it's face down on my mattress. Put that LV on a fashion. Now the bitch got too much baggage. Ride with a Glock, strap with a whole pipe. Fuck with a gang, you won't get your nose wiped. Louis J. Dave, beef with us, it's on sight. Best believe it's about to be a long night. Cause we on that skank shit, bitch. On that skank shit, bitch. Every night, fucked up like a skank fest, bitch. So with them skank set, bitch. With them skank set, bitch. With them skank set, bitch.
Oh, we're back. Oh, Zach. Sorry.
Too long, if you ask me.
Hey, guys, folks. What's going on?
It's not what you guys think. I jerked off on the tape.
Folks, we're back. The great Crack Miko with Skank Shit. Going to be performing at Skankfest. Are you very excited about Skankfest?
Very excited.
I'm going to get your dick sucked at Skankfest. If you're a fucking single woman and you see Crack Miko, suck his cock at Skankfest.
If you're a double woman and you see me at Skankfest.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, if you he deserves a nice blowjob or two. You really do.
You know, even if you're not single, if you're married, been married 20 years.
Yeah, fuck it, doesn't
matter,
dude. Have your husband film it.
You don't even have to be a woman.
Love it.
Or what?
Love it. All right, real quick. Thank you, Manscaped, for giving me the best ball hair trimmer in the world. Their Lawnmower 4.0. It genuinely, there's nothing like it, okay? If you guys want to trim up your balls and your dick and you guys are doing it with a Bic razor or a head trimmers or whatever else you're doing, you're doing it wrong. It's dangerous. It's scary. It takes way longer. Grab the Lawnmower 4.0. It has a fucking light on it. You could do it in the closet. It has a, it's waterproof. You could do it in the shower. I'm in and out in less than 30 seconds. I trim up everything downstairs. It looks fucking neat. It's such a great product.
They also have the Performance Package 4.0, which includes that lawnmower, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performer boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all in. I got to tell you guys, I use the Manscaped. This thing is a game changer.
It really is, guys. Go there right now. Go to manscaped.com. And if you, when you check out, use the promo code REALASS. You're going to save 20% off plus get free shipping. This is a great gift for the man in your life. If you guys are trying to buy somebody a gift, or if you just want to look a little bit better for your lady, go grab right now this entire package at manscaped.com. 20% off, promo code REALASS. All right, let's get back into it. So, yeah, we're going to see you guys at Skankfest. Also, we are going to be giving out Skankfest tickets on the show on Monday. Right, Shannon? Can we make sure that the phone calls are working by Monday? You remember last time when everything fell apart?
Yeah, we fixed them after that show.
You
we're
did.
Good to go. We just haven't recorded in a Monday in a while.
573-GAS-LINE. Call right now. Let me know what you think of the brand new Crackamico tracks, and I'm going to test these fucking phone lines and see if these bitches actually did their job. In the meantime, let's pull up some of these stories. So what's this chess grandmaster story, Shannon? This is...
Okay, so there is this kid. His name is Hans Niemann. He's 19 years old. He went on to win 53 chess matches in a row. And then in this main tournament, he was set...
Tournament? There's no D in the word tournament.
I know, I'm not saying a D.
You did. You said tournament.
No,
yeah, did. Like the Spanish sandwich, a torta.
I thought it was a bicycle race, the tournament.
Yeah. Any more before I finish?
Let's go. Give a crackle steak.
Give me that shit,
hold on,
baby.
Hold on.
Give me a goddamn crackle steak. It was a good joke.
Come on, it might be the only one.
Crackle steak. 573-GAS-LINE.
Fuck yeah.
Anybody call, Shannon?
Not yet. Damn. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on.
There we go.
So they're ringing now. Do you want to hear about the story or do you want the call?
No, I want the phone call real quick. I like disrupting things.
Don't say it's bad. I'll fuck you up.
Yeah. Well, no, they can give an honest opinion. Sometimes if no, you think it's bad,
only say it's
bad.
Good, you know, or I will fuck you up.
He will fucking kill you.
Put a lot of work into this shit.
573-GAS-LINE. Put him through. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I'm watching the bitch booth freak out. I'm watching them freak out. And I don't want to put them on the spot here, but they're look at Natalie. She's behind Colm's head, just fucking hitting different buttons.
She's smacking
things. You know they don't know what they're doing when they just start hitting buttons on a board.
Yeah, it's not like hitting buttons on a board is my entire job or anything.
Well,
she got you, bro.
Natalie, you think you would fucking...
Ragdolled.
She just destroyed me, huh? No.
By a lesbian.
What's this world coming to?
The fucking phone call isn't working. I'll tell you that much. As cocky as these bitches were.
It is.
Yeah, but goddamn how good does Shannon look today.
Hell yeah.
You know what?
Shannon does look good. Show them
better in person.
Oh, she put on a hoodie?
Shannon, take off your fucking jacket and show how great your tits look today. The whole reason we went to the bitch booth was to fucking...
I haven't changed. I had this jacket on the whole time.
Well, Shannon, then I haven't noticed. Because I was staring down the front of your dress.
Shannon, can you do a little twirl for us? Can you show your outfit? Your outfit is very cute today. Shannon, give a little. She knows she wore. Why wear a cute outfit if you're not going to be able to show it off?
What are you doing after this?
I'm doing a chip today, and I'm recording my show.
Back up. So. Stand up right here. Right there in that shot. Stand up and back up and stand.
Here we go.
Back up.
Give us a spin.
Wow. You know, back up, though. Not just your tits. We're not being freaks, okay? Back up all the way.
Yeah, stand it up and spin around.
Keep going.
I'm gonna bad do you want the headphones?
I
want to
see your knees. Her face crashes into the... Shannon, now what? Do a little spin for us.
Yeah,
I'm going to get tangled in the headphones.
She strangles herself.
No, we need the ass.
Yeah, Shannon. Shannon looking good today.
Shannon looking excellent.
Fire. Bad bitch.
She's a bad bitch.
Badass bitch.
Thank you.
All right, Shannon. So the phone calls aren't working as I assumed?
Andrea's looking into it.
Andrea. Andrea, who knows, I mean, and I mean this, knows nothing about production.
But she works on the she does.
She works for the phone
lines.
Company.
Yeah, Andrea Nero.
I forget it, Shannon. Forget the phone calls. Just tell me the story.
What was the chess tournament? Someone won a couple of games of chess?
Okay, so he won 53 times in a row. And then during, he was going up against this chess grandmaster, Magnus Carlsen. And he beat
That's
him.
A black guy named Magnus Carlsen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Sounds like it.
So that guy ended up actually withdrawing. And he's never withdrawn from a tournament before. And so people were thinking that this guy is cheating since he won so many times in a row. And the method that they think he's using to cheat is that he has anal beads inside of him and that they're through a wireless device. Oh, somebody is watching the match, picking what the perfect move is and then communicating it to him via the anal beads.
This is the thing you can do, by the way, if you go onto certain like cam sites, right, what you can do is you could pay a girl to put a vibrator inside of herself, and then you hit like the space bar and it buzzes.
You control the intensity of
it. You control the intensity of it. You could also do it with an app. There's ones that are like that. Like you could play with your girlfriend while she's at work. Like it's a whole. So that exists. I know that technology is out there, Shannon.
Wait, so it's like the scene in Casino?
Yes, but instead of something tapping on his...
Instead of tapping on his thigh, it's up his ass.
He keeps, checkmate! He came four times during that chess match. He was really locked in.
Why up his ass, though? Why wouldn't they just do it like...
Do they regularly check people for wires during chess matches?
So I don't think so.
They must.
He is saying, I mean, he's obviously denying the whole thing, and he said we can have...
those are up my ass for another. Those are up my ass for luck.
He said they can strip search him if they wanted to, that he could play.
He said, checkmate. Get it? Checkmate.
I get it.
That was a fucking great... I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Ditto.
They said, are you wearing a wire? He said, checkmate.
Maybe if you didn't do a big goofy check, mate. Like my
rules.
Dad.
It rules. That was one of the best jokes I've ever told in my life.
Like Fonzie.
God damn it.
Checkmate.
You could. Yeah.
Sorry.
This is the guy, Hans.
Hans. Those are his hands, yes.
Boy.
Hans, where I can see them. Yeah.
Fire.
Where'd the rumor come from that he had something up his ass?
I can't, that's not in this article. Apparently there have been people before that have used devices in like their
shoes. Hold on, T-Spray in the racist live chat just booed me. His baller just booed me. I'm getting boos right now, Shannon.
I like the bat joke that you made earlier. That one made me laugh.
Yeah, you know, I'm fucking out here. I'm throwing out heat and, you know. If you guys could just laugh a little bit at my jokes, these people are idiots. They don't know what's funny or what is not funny. So if I had funny people laughing at my jokes and sort of cheerleading me a little bit, like a laugh track on like the old I Love Lucy show, everyone would go, oh, this is when we're supposed to laugh. But you guys leave me fucking hanging like dickheads. I don't think any of you are funny. But I laugh every time at your fucking jokes because I understand what we have to do to these fucking morons. Shannon, edit all that out and make sure that they think I respect them.
Okay.
As an audience. All right, so, well, good for him, dude. I say, you know, the better, if you can get away with cheating, here's my feeling on cheating, stealing, all this shit, right? If you can get away with it, you're just beating the system a little bit.
It's only cheating if you get caught.
Right.
That's Al Bundy.
That's a great fucking thing. Did you make that up?
No.
You did?
Al Bundy from Married with Children.
Ah.
Said it's only cheating if you get caught. And I live my life like that.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Eddie Guerrero said, we lie, we cheat, we steal. So
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell just by looking at him.
Chris Benoit said, I'm going to kill you and our kid.
Devil! Devil!
The voices are telling me to kill you.
The noise won't stop inside my head. The ring.
It's like a drill right here.
Every day.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind people that cheat. I don't mind people that steal a little bit.
Yeah, that's great.
I think there's something about, you know, cheating the system a little bit.
If the system is already set up corrupt, you might as well.
Yeah, even if it's not, you know, it is what it is. It's your job to not be stolen from. It's your job to not be cheated, right? And there's risk reward, right? There's extra risk involved in cheating or stealing or any of that stuff that the other people aren't willing to risk. You have to be willing to sort of risk that. And if you are, you know, you get caught. I'm also not, like, if you get caught doing something illegal or doing something immoral, you should be fucking punished for it in whatever way is possible, you know, that person or whoever you hurt sees fit. So I just don't have some sort of moral issue with somebody cheating. I cheated in high school. I never, ever did homework. Ever. Like, I did homework with my son yesterday. It brought me back, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I hate this. Like,
are you Googling it?
I was like, no, James, you're not doing this. No, I did have to Google what interrogative sentences, an imperative sentence.
That's a waste of time, all that shit.
The interrogative. I hadn't heard that word since, like, the third grade. I was like, what the fuck does interrogative mean?
What is that?
Yeah. It's,
what is it?
Is that a question, right?
I don't know. Yeah, you did the homework. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a question.
Yeah, and then like imperative, like an interrogation.
Why don't they just say fucking question?
An imperative statement is you're telling somebody to do something, so you're giving them an action. And then declarative is just simply declare a sentence. And then exclamatory is with an exclamation point, guys.
This is wordless. We don't need this at all.
No, you're right. We don't need the words, but it is nice to sort of identify. Like, I think they're building things in their fucking heads so that it's just sort of making their minds work.
It's stressing a muscle, I think.
You think,
right?
So?
I think that's what education is, right? Just working a muscle so that you can access it years later.
Yeah.
It's not just, actually the information.
Yeah, the information means very, very little. But, like, he was playing, like, a little math game on his computer yesterday. It was, like, his homework is, like, there's, like, a video game they give him to, like, do math as fast as possible. Mm. And it was going, like, I can understand how that's beneficial. Just trying, like, doing speed math and just getting their minds working kind of quickly and being used to it. It's, 100% worthwhile. But I didn't do any homework ever. I literally would – there was a kid named Mike Albin, I think was his name. Albino. Mike Albino.
Was he?
He was not an albino.
Was he? Was
he? You know, that wasn't his name. Albino.
That's not his name. That's what we called him. Mike the albino. That's right.
Icky Mike.
You freaky fuck. Yeah. So I would punch him and take his homework every day. Say, it's my homework now, weirdo. Snowface.
Yeah.
No, I would just, he'd just do his homework. And I'd be like, hey, dude, can I just copy the answers from you? And he'd go, yeah, sure. And there'd be some people who wouldn't allow you to copy. You know those people?
I hate those people.
They're like, you're like, no, I did. It's like, who the fuck are you, dude? Like, what? Like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, or you know what? Even worse. This maybe is just who I was. I'm so unlikable. Sometimes I forget my pencil.
Oh.
And I have to, like, borrow a pencil.
They wouldn't give it to you.
And then I see their pencils. So they're like, hey, can I borrow a pencil? They're like, no. Like, I'm thinking about that now. I should have fucking started punching that person in the fucking
you
mouth.
You should have got someone else.
That's fucking crazy.
Can I get your pencil? I just stabbed Mike for not giving me his homework.
Mike the albino needs a hole in his neck right now.
I mean, Lewis, you're definitely the person to walk away with somebody's pencil.
Yeah, you would have got it back all chewed up and shit.
Like, smells like shit. Yeah.
You look over, Lewis is scratching himself.
Oh, I got a scab I need to erase.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there would be people that would say no to not. I remember one time I was going to a fight with a guy in New York, and it was just simply a misunderstanding. I was selling comedy club tickets, like 2003, like back in the fucking day. And I needed a light for my cigarette. I had a cigarette, right? And I go up to this guy. I was like, hey, dude, can I bum a. And I was going to say light. He thought I was trying to bum a cigarette. Mm-hmm. He just stops me. He's like, no, 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 like that. And then I literally was like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And I started just threatening him. He, to this day, he still doesn't know that I just wanted a lighter. Mm-hmm. He thinks that I fucking was just some raging animal that was going to beat him up because he wouldn't bum me a cigarette. But that's also kind of a shitty way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's going to ask you to bum a cigarette, you can simply just say, oh, dude, I'm sorry. I'm down to my last couple. I'm fucking broke. Mm-hmm. You know, make me feel better. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, lie to me.
Yeah, that's all I need.
You know what? He's probably having a bad day. Four other people just asked him for a cigarette. He's pissed off.
Well, it's also they got so expensive in New York that you were sort of asking people for like a dollar.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. You're not, you know, it's...
Sometimes people go, I'll give you a dollar for a cigarette. And you go,
You're like, well, now I gotta go find somebody to buy a cigarette from? This is fucking psychotic, dude. Please. Please. Or you would do that back in the day. You would say, hey, can I bum a cigarette? I'll give you a buck. Praying to God that they wouldn't take the dollar from you. Yeah. All day long, I'd be selling comic book tickets. Just, hey, can I bum a cigarette? I'll give you a buck. And then you try to get at least five or six before somebody takes the buck from you. Good job, Colin. Colin's cleaning his ears out.
I was trying to think of something to add, and I couldn't. It's okay. I was really scanning with my brain.
Yeah. When did... The cigarettes went up tremendously at like one point, right?
Yeah, in Manhattan, they're crazy.
It's like $18 a pack, $17 a pack.
Now?
God damn. Are they? It was like, didn't they used to be like six?
It was like 14 when I stopped smoking like 5 years ago.
When I stopped smoking, it was like probably... They've been at that like $15 mark for a hot minute in
New York.
Fucking
nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Crazy. But when I started smoking, I think they were up to like $6. I remember when my mom would send me to buy her cigarettes... I was maybe 7 years old. She would just send me to go to the store. It was like, you know, maybe, you know, the distance of like 5 blocks. And I would go and I pick her up cigarettes. And the cigarettes were $1.50 a pack for Marlboro Lights or Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, they're like $6 in North Carolina.
Yeah. The tax on them, that's it's probably one of the biggest deterrents for people smoking, like young people especially. You just don't have $15. No, well, when you're 15 years old, 14 years old, $15 for a pack of cigarettes is a wild amount of money.
No, that's why I quit using snus. Yeah. The tobacco I was using.
It's expensive.
It went from $8 to $19.
That's crazy.
In one shot because they started taxing it more.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't fuck. And I was using a tin a day. I was like, I'm going to spend 20 fucking bucks a day on this shit.
That's crazy. All right, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a supporter of the show. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you like to get high, guess what? Delta 8 is legal in most states. You can get it shipped right to your door and it gets you super stoned.
Yeah, guys, they sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. Holy guacamole. They work.
Yep.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high. Let me tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works. And these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, if you see me smoking a vape pen, I'm smoking YoDelta's Delta 8 vapes. They really, truly work. I found out that they work because I ran out of regular weed. I had a bunch of Delta 8, and I was like, I got regular weed. I don't need Delta 8. Then I just ran out of weed one day, and I was like, let me try this goddamn vape pen. And I got as high as I've ever been. It genuinely really works just as good as regular weed, and it's legal. So why not be a good Samaritan and not break the law? Just go to YoDelta.com. Check out their entire selection of products, and when you check out, use the promo code GAS to save 25% off your entire order. YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? It's crazy. All right, let's see. Australian male escort with dad bod makes $10,000 a month. How is this possible, Shannon? You're saying he's not even hot?
Yeah, he's just like, he's average. This is him.
This is what I need to fucking do.
He's gay, is he?
This guy?
Or just a regular guy.
Eugene Levy over here?
You know what? Maybe he's like... The like boyfriend experience though, like he knows where to take you. He's got connections. It's probably like he probably takes out older chicks, and he's like very suave and shit.
He says that the age range is between 23 and 70 of his clients.
Mostly the other end, I would say.
Mm. There was one crippled 22-year-old.
You know what he has? Like here's what he has. This is the truth. Okay, he's not an attractive guy at all. But he does put what he has together well.
He looks worldly.
He looks like he's got some cash. He looks like he dresses nice. He's got a little bit of style. He's a goofy looking guy. But he does like, you know.
He's clean.
Women like it. Yeah, there's just something about like, you know, that's what a woman wants. They want like some nice accessories. He's got his shave is nice. He's got the salt and pepper thing going on.
Drink scotch on the rocks.
He seems like also if he's got a great personality, women are retarded, dude. They'll fall for that shit.
He just
listens,
right?
Yeah, he asks questions.
They love that.
You don't think he just has a big ass dick?
He's got a big ass dick.
Definitely.
Yeah,
that's also probably true.
That's probably a selling point.
You know what? Hold on, I could not be a gigolo. I was thinking about it. I was going, you know, I could do this. I could be a gigolo. But yeah, I guess having a small dick and being in a gigolo would be...
I think that, I think you'll lose that.
Does he fuck these women, Shannon, or he's just a companion?
So I don't think that he can say that in this article. He doesn't say it specifically, but he says that like some people will like rent him out for a couple of hours and some for up to 10 days. Jesus. So there's definitely
some sad
happening.
Old bitch. It's a market I don't even understand.
Imagine hanging out with like just some 65-year-old fucking dump truck. just for fucking 10 days, listen to her stories about her ex-husband. Jesus. About
her just, late ex-husband.
Yeah. Just watching like Downton Abbey with her and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
On the couch, she's changing the cat box.
I mean, it's not a bad gig, though, right? He's got to pretend to be interested in this bitch.
Oh.
You see, when you see hooker ads on Eros, a lot of the times they'll have like a whole paragraph where they're like, you know, great personality. I'm very worldly. And I'm like, do you not understand? Guys don't give a fuck at all if you're worldly or have a great personality.
Do you know anyone who's ever gone on like a date with an escort? Like a full, like, let's go out, let's have dinner. The full date.
I don't know, but I assume every time Ralph brings an Eastern European chick around, like a hot 22, I'm assuming it's an arrangement where he says, I'm paying you for the night, you're going to fuck me. Just pretend that I'm interesting. Pretend that you watch the SDR show.
You have some sort of Frankenstein fetish.
Yeah, pretend that you'd care about the third drummer from Warrant.
I know of a girl.
Oh, yes, I completely have so much respect for Poison.
Oh, yes, I love you. You're a hardworking man.
Rat goes round and round.
Very interesting conversation.
It is my favorite when 50-year-old men bring fat, ugly porn stars on their podcast. I love it. Very nice.
The episode where she squirt on him, very good.
Very good. Very nice. I like. Shannon, what were you going to say?
I know of a girl who rented out a male escort.
Really?
Yeah, and it was. It's
her name was Brannon.
I was actually offered a discount at Cowboys for Angels because I had the owner on my show a few years ago.
Cowboys for Angels, is that what?
That's the name of the company.
And you had a friend who used that company specifically.
Yeah, so it's you. We all do. It's Christina Hutchinson.
She used the. I think I did hear about this.
She went on a date with him, and they had sex, and then that was.
She paid him.
Oh, yeah.
That's why would she? She has big fat tits. She's pretty hot, all things considered. Like, why would she ever do that?
In the comedy scale, she's a fucking...
Oh, yeah, in the comedy scale. Christina Hutchinson's very, very up there. She's fucking
crushing
top there.
Crushing it.
You don't like it, Cracky Miko.
Oh, no, she's fine, but she probably just did that for material. You don't think, guys, we fuck?
Yeah, he shot that material all over her stomach.
Yeah, hell yeah. Rattlesnake, rattlesnake,
rattlesnake, rattlesnake. Good for him. Imagine him going out getting steak. Cracking open Christine, going home with $1,000.
Yeah, like what?
Just the man.
This rules.
The man.
In her defense, maybe she's got a
fucking.
Maybe she had a.
Look at these suckers. I can't even pay her to go to McDonald's with me.
He's printing money, this guy.
Dude, raw doctor, dude.
Maybe she had like a dude like mentality about it where she was like, I just want to do something fucking filthy. Mm. And imagine like paying a dude to fuck, like paying
Shannon,
some,
Shannon has the insight.
Some meathead to fuck.
What, Shannon, did you talk about it on your podcast? Is that what happened?
I think so. And it was a similar thing. Like she also went a long period of time without having sex. So like I can understand her mindset around it where it's like you don't want to like just find some random guy on a dating app to bang. Like this guy has been like tested. He knows the whole thing. So like they went out, they got drunk. So she got comfortable with him. And then like you just don't have to worry about ever hearing from him again. It was just, I understand the whole
thing. I don't understand it for a woman. I genuinely don't. I understand it for a guy. You go like, all right, I can go take a chick out to dinner, do all this other shit. What do you got on there, Cracky Miko? Who's on your shirt?
Oh, it's just kind of warm.
So. Okay, nice.
Yeah, don't mind.
Character's falling apart. like, hey, guys, you know, I'm pretty hot.
I got to return this suit in an hour. The tag is on it.
It's fine. I got a little shirt under.
Oh, is that Bailey J?
Oh, yeah, you know?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I know who Bailey J is.
Yeah, badass bitch.
Hell yeah. Are you into Bailey J?
Yeah.
She's a bad bitch. Yeah, all right, so you'll take a wiener as long as it's on a hot chick.
What do you mean? She's a good-looking girl, man.
She's a good-looking girl.
Yeah.
That's Zach's specific type right there.
Yeah. Is that it?
I met
Bailey J. Is that a trap?
Yeah,
right
it's
there?
A tranny. And I met her at Bobby Kelly's place once.
Oh, really?
She came to a barbecue. And I will tell you right now.
She said lace in the football around.
Dude, she was.
Just gave a catch.
Nut check. No, dude, she was fucking. Like, I remember her hands being very dainty and womanlike.
Ooh, nice.
And she smelled really nice. Mm-hmm. You know when you're around a really hot chick and you're like a little bit kind of like nervous because she smells nice and she's very pretty? Look at that fucking pecker.
Big ass clit. Hell yeah. Her, you know, I know clit a lot is of bad dripping. Bitches. Natalie Mars, Aubrey Kate. They're all bad.
You know all these trannies.
Huh? Yeah. Girls.
these ladies. Oh, you're right. I guess I'm being a little bit closed-minded now at this point. Mm. But isn't it a crazy time that we've come to that it's not even weird?
Like, this used to be like a joke.
This used to be like, ew.
No.
What? Like, yeah, 5 years ago, dude.
That would be you show your friend the top half of the picture.
Yeah.
Be like, ew, you faggot.
You like that? You like that? Oh, you think those titties are nice?
Yeah.
It's got a dick.
10 years ago, you used to have to pretend like you didn't know. It's like, oh, I just got home and she whipped it out. And at that point.
Doggy, it's very funny. We've come to a time now where young men are just down. Like, they don't really give a shit. There was, you know what I watched? American Horror Stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so woke. It's to the point where people start writing woke shit. Like, are they, like, at this point going, like, no, we know this is, like, a cheap thing that we're doing?
Oh, yeah, Ryan Murphy did that guy. He's, like, screaming queer. Like, everything he does has, like, extra, extra.
It's to the point where it's like, guys, just fucking... You know, not every family has a tranny and an interracial couple and a fucking lesbian and like
unless it was like next to a nuclear testing site.
Like, what happened to this family?
The Chernobyls.
Yeah, doggy, this family's full of a bunch of freaks. There's not a normal one in the whole family, dude. The whole
where's the straight white male? Dude,
he's in jail,
doggy. Well, I mean, what it was, if you watch movies, like, just simply, we watched the other day, we watched a clip from Independence Day, and it's like, there's a scene where he's doing the speech for, like, you know, 200 people. Mm. There's, like, one black guy you see, like, in the corner. You're like, dude, movies and Hollywood really were just like, hey, guys, white people, they show up on time. They do the job. They're not going to complain. And that's completely gone because now every commercial, every movie, it's literally everything. But this show in particular, American Horror Stories, there's an episode where there's like teenage kids and they're going to a hotel. Do you watch it, by the way? It's pretty good. It's almost like Tales from the Crypt. Each story is its own thing. So the old American Horror Story was like a constant thing throughout a season. This one, every single episode wraps up and that's the whole thing. And they have one where there's like a movie where a guy makes a movie and the movie is like interspiced with like subliminal messages, so it makes people crazy and they start to like murder each other, right? And that's the whole idea. But there's just like a tranny who just is like into one of the popular kids, and everyone knows it's a tranny, and then the popular kid's like, it's like, oh yeah, I want to fuck Miriam, and everyone's like, nobody's Miriam. Mentioning it, nobody's calling him a weird queer.
No one calls her Miri him.
But is that happening in America? Is there a place right now in America where a popular jock could fuck, like openly fuck a tranny student and everyone just acts like it is nothing?
Yeah, not the hood, bro.
I don't think that's happening.
Not in the hood. That's for sure. I feel like white people are,
I don't think that that's happening
more
in the most liberal school in the world. I think if you go into California to the gayest school, I think if a football player was fucking a tranny, I still think the football team would beat him with bars of soap in the locker room.
Yeah, but are the football kids still the most popular kids, or is it the trans kid is the most popular kid?
I think that's the thing that Hollywood's trying to pretend is happening.
I think that is what's
happening.
It's
not happening.
I'm telling all these kids.
Though, I'm telling you,
all
that
the girls are like, bi, poly, whatever. They're all queer. They're all something weird.
Natalie, you're the youngest. How old are you, Natalie? You're the youngest one here, and you are queer.
25, yeah.
You're here, you're queer. We're living with it. We're okay with it. By the way, be honest about this, Natalie. Is this a hateful environment at all for queers?
No. Also, I mean, except for the fact that you called me a queer.
Isn't that a thing? Like, you're queer. I'm queer positive.
You fucking queer? Are you not a fucking queer? Tell me the lie.
Yeah, obviously I enjoy.
I love you, you
here,
fucking queer.
Yeah,
what are you?
When did you decide to be gay?
Oh man. What
all
were
right,
you
so
gonna ask
you
me?
You were in high school 7 years ago. Yeah. You were out at that time.
No.
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 But did you know?
But I. Not really.
She's not
I was
even
like,
really a queer, guys.
I was
gonna,
like,
we're
going to
get
like
Natalie back
18.
On our team, and we're going to fucking quadruple team her. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to celebrate
we're
one night.
We're going to disappoint her so bad that she never makes that mistake.
You thought you liked pussy before. You're going to yearn for it.
All right, so 7 years ago, you were in high school. You were in college even more recently than that, right? Okay, so is it for you hear the conversation we're having, for like a transgender student, are they still sort of like behind their back? Are people snickering? Are they now able to be the most popular kid in school?
No, definitely not. I mean, there are definitely places where they can live a normal life. At my school, it was like...
Yeah, under the ground, 6 feet under, death.
Hell yeah.
He's on fire!
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Quick question, though. Cause can anybody here say they've never jerked a trans porn?
I've never completed to a tranny fucking a dude.
That was very specific.
Yeah. I've never.
Well, it's a guy. The thing is, if it's a guy fucking a girl, you'll jerk off to that, but then you just put tits on that guy.
Do you ever see a tranny fucking another tranny in the ass in porn? It'll shut your computer down.
No.
It goes, <"Bzz." laughs>
It looks like a yin yang symbol.
I'm not allowed to watch them anymore.
I've watched tranny porn.
Everyone has.
But not
snuff porn.
Like just not to what I've jerked off to completion to is a tranny fucking a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I can get into some freaky shit.
And even then,
that's like,
I'm not even into it. It's just like, it's the fort nut. It's kind of like, you got to see something kind of repulsive to get you there. You know, like, it's like, I'm not into this, but it's
to wake up, it's like smelling salts.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Is that a tranny fucking another tranny? Let's go.
When you're hungover, you need like a quick hangover cure.
But yeah, I.
But if the high schooler looked like that chick. You know, that's a cool trans woman to be dating.
I think they're not gonna trans look, kids today
most trans
day
most,
are
most
still,
trannies look like Zach.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Like, that's just how they look.
I think most trans kids to this day.
No offense.
No, it's fine. It doesn't matter which way they're going. So this is the middle.
Zach, you look like five kids got caught in the fly machine together and all formed one non-binary you.
Like the Burger King Kids Club went on a horrible adventure.
Yes. That was like the Magic School Bus. Yeah. They had an experiment go completely wrong, and Miss Frizzle and all the kids got fused into one person and the bus.
Yes.
That's what Zach is. No, I don't think... I'm assuming that a trans kid... that comes out now as trans, there's probably a little pocket of other little weirdos that they hang out with and they're cool. But I think in general, everyone in school is kind of going like, no, that person's fucking weird still. I don't think that we're there yet. And I think what's happening is the media and entertainment is forcing it into society so it becomes normalized. It's actually not a terrible thing when you really think about it, right? And I said this before about, if you're looking at social justice as a good thing, it's not a bad thing that we don't hate trannies anymore, right? I don't think it's a bad
very,
thing.
Very good take, Lewis. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were a little woke fag. But no, I thought this was the real ass podcast.
Doggy, I said this about, the Spider-Man movie, the cartoon with Miles Morales and watching it with my son. It was kind of interesting because my son is brown. My son presents as Puerto Rican, you know, as do I. And it was kind of nice. Like, my son does look at this superhero, and he really connected with him. He's from New York. He knows the area that he's, like, walking through. It's just, like, it was definitely much more relatable to him versus Superman, who is this, you know, very, very white guy who, like, you know, very proud. And all the superheroes were. So I do understand why, like, if you put it in media, it's sort of like, we're idiots. We'll just follow suit and go, oh, well, that's normal. And I think that's why a big part of the reason why so many guys are willing to admit that they'd fuck a tranny now is because it's just sort of been forced down our throats. And we're like, oh, trannies are cool. But they were this tranny's being forced up. But I think that's a very, very big part of it.
Yeah.
Very big.
Because it's not that those dudes wouldn't have. It's that they would have been ashamed.
They would have lied about it.
Yeah, they would have lied about
no,
it.
No, I think I don't think that human sexuality has changed. I think the suppression of your thoughts and your you know, being afraid to... Also, everything is very out there and open now because of social media. So it's like there's not really a way to be secretive about shit anymore. Mm. It's like you're sort of... You are who you are, you know? All right, fuck it. Let's go let's go with a toit or noit.
Let's go.
Legit, time for toit or noit.
Toit or noit.
Toit or noit. There's a girl who makes $20,000 on OnlyFans. Crush it. She must be very toit if she's making that much money on OnlyFans, Shannon.
Yeah. So Do you want me to tell you about it, or do you want to see her Instagram?
Well,
first?
You can tell us first while you show it to us. Why not?
Okay, so here's her Instagram, so you can just see more pictures of her. And she makes $20,000 a month to show her unshaved body, particularly her underarms.
I don't have a problem with her armpit hair. I have a problem with her stomach.
Yeah, this is like, this one's not great. But also full bush, like nothing is shaved.
Yeah, that's quite a bush, huh? That's excessive.
Yeah, all right, here's the reality.
That's a fetish, though.
For a girl after a show, I would be happy with scoring that. Meet a girl. You're in fucking Jacksonville, Florida. This fucking hairy bitch walks up to you, and she's like, you want to go fuck in my car? You do it. You do it. She's cute. She's got a cute face.
Very cute.
Cute face.
There's too many combinations of bad here.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I can accept the sandwich. The bread is good. The filling's bad.
The Pete or Rose the opposite. Ain't doing
but having it all, it's like, the hair, the fat, the tats.
The bread is hard. The fucking the cheese is all slimy.
I'll chip a toot on that bread. Are you kidding me?
I'll chip a toot on that bread.
That cheese is nasty.
The cheese got like a layer of film over it, like it's been out all day. The lettuce is brown. It's that shredded kind that it's not even like good, like full piece of lettuce.
Yeah, but once again, column. A bottle of Jameson in, you see that sandwich.
3 a.m. in Jacksonville.
3 a.m., nothing else is open. I'm just saying.
She does have a striking face. Her face is very pretty.
Yeah. I want to strike it.
Write that down.
Doggy, somebody in the racist live chat said Jay and Christine's daughter. Very accurate. Very accurate. That was Ben from the racist live chat. It does look like Emmy Jane Christine's daughter. Yeah, she's got a cute face, dude.
She can get a better face photo. That's not a good one.
All right, so Toy, probably Noit, right? Noit.
Does she have a good face? Or are we just like so zoom in, zoom in on the rest of it? That we're kind of like.
Does she have an ass?
Zoom in on her face. If she's fat and doesn't have an ass, that's right. She's got a pretty face, dude.
No,
yeah.
She does not.
Zoom in on that face.
Look at the fucking. Beatles haircut.
It's not letting me go there. Here, hold on.
Pete Rose.
Yeah, George Harrison.
I can't get any closer than
God
that.
Damn it, Shannon.
Yeah,
I mean, she got.
She's pretty.
She's pretty, dude. She got pretty eyes, pretty lips.
And I think the hair thing is just a fetish. Like, it's not my thing, but I'm sure there's dudes that fucking gets them going.
She's got Scott Chaplin hair. I don't like it. But yeah, I
fucked a chick who had hairy armpits.
So did I.
Yeah.
And it was like disgusting, but it kind of got me off. Like
it was different.
Gross. I was
weird.
Like, you pig. Yeah. It was like, you pig.
I met this girl after a show. She actually very similar, like vibe, like tattoos, kind of like a lesbian type haircut. It was her. Wait a minute. I know this gal. No, I met this girl. It was funny. She came out to the show in Key West, this chick. Hmm. And she told one of the comics, she was like, oh yeah, I fucked that guy in Central Park. Like years ago, I don't know what she does. She doesn't do comedy. She like performs something else. But this chick, or I guess she did, or maybe she didn't.
She fucked you in Central Park.
Yeah, I met her after a show one day, and then it was freezing. I mean, it was like -3 degrees, and we were like hanging out. We went to a bar. It was when LOL was open, and then she was staying at a hostel on the Upper West Side. So we went in Central because she couldn't bring people into her room. So we fucked outside, like against the wall. It was like, dude, it was so cold. It was crazy. So I couldn't nut. So I was like, all right, we gotta figure something out. So then we went inside of her hostel, and then we banged in like the common room area. Like there's like a game room. And we just like banged on a pool table. And that was that. But good chick. Armpit hair. A little bit of a hairy, smelly bitch. But I liked it. It was kind of hot in a weird way.
Yeah, we're animals.
Yeah.
We're animals.
Natalie, is that attractive to you on a woman's? Because from a woman's perspective, for a lesbian,
it doesn't specifically do anything for me. Not really. But. Really?
But it wouldn't be a deal breaker.
But I don't think it would be a deal breaker, yeah.
Mm. Plus, like, the hair on a chick kind of smells like, even like a smelly chick, there's something about the smell of a chick that in your caveman brain, those pheromones, you're like, I'm supposed to fuck them.
I have had a couple smelly bitches in my day where I'm like,
yeah,
I kind of like a little bit of armpit smell.
Does it?
You can probably guess which one of my girlfriends smelled. Just you look at them. Fucking slimy bitches. So, but yeah, dude, I fucking, a little bit of an armpit smell, a little funk. That'll get me going.
A little, let you know you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know you're there.
Oh, yeah, no, I had a girl that I used to jerk off and smell her armpits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how a girl's asshole smells after the gym. It's like a little bit better than clean. It's like gamey.
No, gamey? Like, right. Yeah. Whatever the
marinated.
The taint. Yeah. Because it's the combination of the pussy and the asshole that meets up right at the taint. And if you just put your nose right there and go.
Yeah.
I do.
The best of both worlds.
It'll wake you up.
How turned on are you guys in the booth right now?
Yeah, they're really into it.
It's so gross.
So what? All right, I have a lesbian question. Right? Cause, so we will fuck these pigs, but we would never date them. Exactly. Right? There's a difference between having that your girlfriend and a woman. Is that the same for you in the lesbian world? Like, is there girls where you go, I'll hook up with that, but I'm not. That's not my girlfriend. I'll fuck it because I'm horny. I'll eat it. I'll let her eat my pussy.
Like, I'll do it for. Hey, have you ever said, I'll do it for the story?
Yeah. Yo, this is gonna be funnier.
Do lesbians ever do that? Did you ever fuck a gross animal so you and your friends could laugh about it later on?
Hey, guys, let's go pigging.
Does that happen? They show photos at the bar. I ate this bitch. Look at his head. She pegged me.
Like, yuck. Everyone's like, oh, no way. You did it. Like, I did it. Ah, you start licking your phone. You didn't do that.
Diane is the worst.
No, I don't think so.
That's not in lesbian culture.
I feel like girls are less shallow a lot of the time. Gay girls are. I don't know about.
Well, yeah, gay girls are.
We put up with a lot of ugly weirdness, I feel like.
Less of a pool, selection pool.
They do look, that's the thing. They look deeper than just the physical. That's why you see so many fucking gross-ass lesbians.
True.
It's not even a joke. It's the reality. It's why there's so many disgusting-looking lesbians.
No, because they're trying to like butcher.
And gay guys typically are fucking pretty hot because we care about the physical. Yeah. Like we want
that
something
is true.
Like, you know. So women are like, no, I don't want to be like, I'm hot on the inside. I'm beautiful. Like that's like almost like a badge of honor. Women are retarded. The point of all this is that women don't think right.
Gay guys are rich too because they have to like buy young dick.
Yeah,
because like these young hot 20-year-olds won't fuck a 50-year-old man unless he's rich. So it's like, it's a great world actually being a gay man. Shredded, you're rich.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
What the fuck?
Still fighting each other. Let's go to another Crack Amico track. Crack Tracks today on the Real Ass Podcast. Let's play the International Superstar by Crack Amico. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Yay.
Rock and Rise with Cody. Yeah. Hey. Cracking it, bitch. I'm backing it, bitch. Fucking your wife while I'm making a laughing it, bitch. They like zacking it, bitch. Black the fuck out. I woke up, I was smacking the bitch. Stabbing the bitch. Chop up the body and throw it in back of the whip. Drop her ass in a ditch. I'm a international superstar. I might pull up and shoot the bar. Trans bitch in my passenger. Big old dick and it's super hard. Motherfuckers know my name. Now they wanna walk. Fuck with me, I'll drop your brain on the boulevard. International. Body morphin', shorty got a mouth like Tyrannosaurus. Wet like an Andrea Yates abortion. We fucked to a house of 1,000 corpses. Cruising in a white van with a candy stash. Got a diaper rash, how's your fanny look? Pull my wiener out while they scream and shout that I'm shooting kids like it's Sandy Hook. I'm talking, I hope you're laughing. I told my dad I'm not a faggot. You in the closet, I'm in the cabinet. Snacking up on the crack, sticking like a magnet. Whacking it like it's magic, a fucking addict. Spastic, quick plastic, get plastic, bitch. Mixing the Zans with the Drano. Titties and testicles, tasting the rainbow. Got your man dipping his dick in my fango. Bitch, I'm backing it, bitch. Fucking your wife while I'm making a laughing it, bitch. They like zacking it, bitch. Black the fuck out, I woke up, I was smacking the bitch. Stabbing the bitch. Chop up the body and throw it in back of the whip. Drop her ass in a ditch. I'm a international superstar. I might pull up and shoot the bar. Trans bitch in my passenger. Big old dick and it's super hard. Motherfuckers know my name. Now they wanna walk. Fuck with me, I drop your brain on the boulevard. International superstar.
All right, we are back. Another nice. Hot track from the great Crack Amico.
You fucking got a real star here.
He is. I'm telling you, he's
looked out.
Dude, he's gonna
you
crush
got so
it
lucky with this.
Dude, he's the best. Well, we had like 30 rappers try to become Crack Amico, and he beat them all out in the competition. It was great.
That's great.
We're gonna fucking bring the house down at Skankfest. Two shows, Crack Amico and the Palmer Squares and Cam Groves performing at Skankfest. Two big hip hop shows that are gonna be happening And yeah, lots of fun stuff will be happening. Probably get a couple great comics to open up, warm up the crowd, and then fucking you guys will just take it over. Mm-hmm. More music than we've ever done before at Skankfest this year coming up. We had a lot of music last year too. Special surprise musical guests on Thursday night at the kickoff party. Not going to say who. But it's pretty cool.
Is it Coolio?
It's Coolio.
It's always Coolio. Coolio's always available.
Here, Zach, you have to take over. I gotta use the restroom real quick.
No problem. Give me the notes.
It's something's killing me right now. Just I'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Coffee, yeah, black coffee.
It's not the black coffee. It's something, dude. Ooh.
Oh God,
Liz got tummy shame, so we're gonna take over for a few minutes.
Oh, the deli belly.
Yeah, hey, it happens to us.
Course.
You guys see, okay, I want to do
podcast should only ever be 45 minutes long, so we can have shits.
I want to do a tighter night. Have you guys seen this fucking cop? The girl cop?
Yes, yes.
Holy shit. Oh, yeah. Crack, I want your opinion on this.
Absolutely.
Now, I know Lewis isn't a man of excess like me, but I got to say, wowza.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask the ladies in the booth, are the pants doing a really good job here, or is that just incredible? Because I know lady cops tend to have pants that make their asses look huge.
I feel like the tightening of like the cinching at the waist is helping, but it's still crazy.
That's wild.
It's great.
Butt lift though, right?
Delicious.
I don't know. Think that's fake? If you look at her face, I would assume she's had a lot of work done.
Yeah.
But what could she do on the force then?
I don't know what the fuck she's doing. She should be dancing around a pole. What a waste it.
There's a little bit of a video because people kept thinking it was photoshopped. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like at the end of this video, you can see her kind of walking at the end.
Yeah. So there was a dentist arrested for like maiming a bunch of fucking patients apparently.
Yeah.
And then out of that came this.
And so then she showed up.
Fucking badonk.
They get her to knock on the door because everyone thinks it's a stripper. Oh, hey, who wanted a stripper?
And then they bend her over and use her as the battering ram to get in. Oh, there she is.
Here we go.
Sheesh.
Look at that fucking thing.
It's jiggling, too.
God bless that fucking
What was
woman.
It, Italy? France?
France, yeah.
France. Suck le bleu.
But how do you can't Suck work around that?
Nah, it'd be hard.
You can't
to
have
reach.
A bunch of fucking animal cop. She couldn't be a cop in America.
No, but in France, they kind of like... They embrace a little bit of sexual harassment.
Okay, yeah.
Fucking weird little.
Like, imagine her trying to patrol in, like, Harlem.
Lock me up, sister.
You just commit and cry the second you see it. You just, like, stab your friend. I've been horrible, but you're going to need to hold me down.
But that's great. It's almost, like, so big that it's, like, that's, like, a whole... Also, very funny to go viral like that. Just to try to be a cop, no one respects you. Probably. The whole time, she's just born with this beautiful, gigantic ass.
No, I think maybe that might be... Ladies in the booth, do you think that's all natural? You think she got a little work done on that butt?
I don't know. I feel like there's probably a little work done because it's just like a shelf. If you want to go back to the picture, it's just like it's so popping out.
Yeah, and judging on her face, which also looks like she's had work done... I wouldn't be surprised if that was a fake butt.
Still, I mean, either way, it looks great.
That's just God bless her.
Listen, whatever.
I won't be surprised.
There's no way that's real. There's no way.
Yeah, I won't be surprised if she's on OnlyFans soon.
She can't be going back to work.
Well, they haven't released her name or anything. I think as soon as they release her name, she's going to be able to take this very far.
Yeah, but I mean, once the name comes out too, she probably can't be a cop.
Right? And not if you can't be a famous
cop.
OnlyFans.
Yeah,
you can't be a famous fat ass cop. You just can't. There's no world.
All right, let's look at this one. Nursing home hires strippers for seniors in wheelchairs, and is forced to apologize.
What?
So this happened in Taiwan. Sorry, where they celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival, which is an important Chinese. Cultural holiday where people gather to celebrate rice and wheat harvest season. So I will show you a little bit of this video.
Here it goes. This just looks like good fun. Now, who made them apologize? Not these old men. That's not who made them apologize.
Yeah. Look at them grabbing them.
Let's go.
What are you going to do? Put me in jail?
And I don't even think it was family members of these people. I think somehow this clip leaked online and people were pissed off about it.
Guys, you got to put your phones away when the strippers are there. Mm. You're going to get somebody in trouble, man. You can get away with horrible shit. Everybody's just got to agree to put their phones away.
That's like the best day of their life.
I mean, it's definitely the best day of the last 30 years of their life.
Yeah.
Especially if they're in a wheelchair and that little fucking thing.
Dude, and some girl comes in, squeeze my tits.
Yeah.
This old guy.
And by the way, I bet the old ladies all got fucked that night.
Maybe. Because
those dudes all got stuck with fucking...
just horrible bony sex.
Yeah.
Just real.
Well, no, dude, old people fuck.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Nursing homes have, whatchamacallit, they have STD problems.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
Because old people don't use bags because they're all fucking rotten inside.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to get the bitch... you know, you can shoot loads.
Yeah.
All the fucking doodah-day. Mm. So they'll have, like, gonorrhea outbreaks at nursing homes and shit because, like, one old slut... is giving all the old men old pussy.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Sounds horrible.
Now, I bet... think about how older chicks were to you when you were, like, 15.
Mm.
Now think about, like, a 50-year-old woman. You're like, yeah, I'd fuck.
I think I'd always have fucked a 50-year-old woman, though.
Yeah, but they're definitely more attractive now. Like, older chicks get more attractive as you're older.
Mm, so do younger.
Yeah.
Oddly
in
works.
A very different way, yes.
I just don't want them to be my age. That's the only problem. If they're my age, it's disgust.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Then that's a fucking decrepit bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, you go a little old. What's your biggest age difference?
I can't think.
Crack, you ever smash an old bitch?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I was in high school, I had just turned 18, I fucked the 36-year-old. She was my friend's mom.
Hell yeah, dude. Yes. Your friend's mom was 36?
Yeah.
What a pig.
Yeah, and she was great. She had big fake titties. Her tubes were tied, so it was the first time I got the nut.
I feel like she was
in the pussy.
She was fucking all of son's friends.
I was the lucky one. The one she thought could
happen?
Keep a secret, and I did not.
How'd it happen?
So I had been... chilling at my friend's house. I'm not gonna say his name, but it was the friends, you know, you got that one friend you always go chill at his house.
Yeah.
Single mom living there, and she had a friend a little younger that would come over, and they would like hang out, and we would drink over there, and they would kind of like let us drink, and slowly I just kind of felt the vibes a little bit. And then we took a trip for spring break down to Myrtle Beach. And they got there later as, like, chaperones, and she just came in my room, and I was like, oh, shit, does she even know I'm in here? And then she started grabbing my dick, and it was on from there. We fucked, like, 2-3 more times after that.
Nice.
And then on your friend's mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No condom.
Yeah. Nice. She had her tubes tied.
Nice. So you nutted inside of her, too.
All up in that bitch.
Oh, wow.
I feel like women say that. That's a thing women say.
Yeah, there might be a little crack running around. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Mini crack. Little Tuggy. Crack.
Yeah.
You feeling good?
Feel better.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I had some halal late last night with some hot sauce.
That'll do it to you.
That'll do it.
I thought you saw the shirt and had to go.
Had to go rock one off.
Oh my, something's acting up down there.
Guys, I was doing blow in the bathroom. Yeah, no, I've never had the opportunity to fuck one. Actually, that's not true. I've talked about it before. My friend's mom, when I was like in the sixth grade, laid in the bed with me and put her leg around me and like just breathed on me. Mm. But she was a fucking gross old Dominican lady with no teeth. Mm. Yeah, so I had no interest in throwing it down. What's the biggest age gap for you, Zach?
Oh, when I was like 24, 25, I texted a lady who was like 45.
Hell yeah.
Mine was like literally, this woman had to be like 65. This is at the Cabo Comedy Festival. So whatever that was.
That sounds like where you go to meet old sluts.
Doggy, it was... crazy. I got, this was the same night that I got all blackout drunk and got all the coke on the mm-hmm. beach. I just met this old bitch and I was like, all right, let's go. Let me share the best time of your life, lady. And she was like literally an old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to help her,
like a beehive hair and fucking too much. Yeah, dude, she had lips. I also fucked a creature, an absolute creature on the Shiprock cruise. This old, she had like a, she smoked like 2 packs a day, and she had a voice like, hey, come here, young man.
Oh, wait, I saw her.
You know who I'm talking about.
She was on another one because it was pointed out to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was such a savage on those cruises. I just didn't care. I just wanted to get laid.
It was international waters. It doesn't count.
Dude, it was fucking, it was bad. She
international
like
waters,
ashtray.
Your marriage license wouldn't be valid. So
that is also true.
Anything you do on the waters doesn't count.
That's very true.
Is that really true?
Sure. Yeah.
International waters superstar.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. We got a couple minutes left here. We're going to wrap up in just a few minutes. I got to go train right after this. Let's see. Let's
we can see that guy punch a bodega worker.
Let's see it. All right. New York City shoplifter punches bodega worker. Let's see what happened here, Shannon.
There isn't sound.
No sound.
Gee, I wonder who the puncher is going to be.
We've got a limp.
Okay.
He's putting it in his pocket. Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Just blatantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's about to, kapow!
This guy's like, excuse me.
Hey, my buddy, friend, my buddy, friend,
buddy,
my friend.
Buddy.
Hey, my friend.
Fuck you, Habibi.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Bindi motherfucker.
Oh, no. Come on.
Well, they also can't technically put their hands on him.
Yeah. That's crazy law. That's a crazy law.
That you could.
Oh, dang. Shit.
Oof.
He's got a limp.
He got him while he wasn't
beat watching. Him up. He's got a limp.
Yeah, he caught him when he wasn't watching, though.
What do you got in his hand?
Yeah, I can't figure that out either. Some
shank, is it?
He's got a limp.
Yeah, but if he's got a weapon, I'm still not.
And the guy was 70 years old that he punched.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Fat 70-year-old. Funny. That's a fat body for a 70-year-old.
Yeah. If I'm going to be consistent, earlier on I said I sort of respect people who take advantage of the gray area in life, you know? Look, they grabbed him. They did not stop him. He punched him. I don't know. It seems all fair.
It just sucks because the guy had his back turned.
He had also gotten it looked like they were about to let him go.
They got his potato chips back.
They got the fucking Drake's cake back or whatever.
Fritos. Give me those Fritos
back. Hey, man, give me those hot Cheetos back.
It's so sad, dude, that that's like all the things you're stealing. It's just like chips.
Hey, sir, give me those watermelon potato chips back.
People die over the cheapest shit in the world. Yeah, it's so crazy.
Well, it's not even that. It's the slight, right? So you hear that all the time. People are like, oh, he got killed for $1.99. It's like, no. He, you know... This guy stole $2 from him. He was like, give my money back. He's like, fuck you, bitch. It's my money. If somebody just stole $2 from me and said, fuck you, bitch, it's my money, I would get into a physical thing with them. Mm. And if I got shot for it, the story isn't he died for $2. The story is he died because another man made him fuck it, you know, made him his bitch. And that was that. Like, you know, you can't walk around letting people just take your things, even if it's a quarter. If I'm holding a quarter, somebody comes and goes, my quarter now, motherfucker.
Yeah.
What other reason would you have to fight somebody? Like, that's it. They're taking your shit. It doesn't matter really what it is, you know?
Yeah, usually there's no money involved. Usually it's just over a fucking argument.
Yeah, dude, it's just eye contact. You just walk down the street, you make eye contact with another dude, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, now I'm going to kill you. I don't know what happened here, but we are two Latinos, and this is the way Latinos communicate. It's like pit bulls. You see that one video? It's so funny.
Was it like a Home Depot or something?
No, it was two dogs, and they were like on the other side of like a screen door with each other, and they were like freaking out on each other, dude. And then they opened the door, and they both just ran at each other, and just kind of like that. And it's like a meme. It said like people on the internet or something. It was great, really, really great. All right, look, we got to wrap this one up. Crack Amigo, support him. Please go download White Trash Jesus right now and give him a positive review. Show it to some friends. If you guys are a fan of hip-hop music and the comedy community, I don't think there's anybody who's doing it better.
Thank you.
We're going to play one more track to go out with. And, support Colin and everything he does, Zach and everything he does. We're going to have a great show on Friday as well that we pre-taped. Fucking hilarious show with Sagalo and Shaner. So tune into that on Friday. And here's another great track from Crack. It is Money Right.
Right.
Money Right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Money Right. And shout out to whoever put this meme in the racist live chat of Brendan Schaub dancing, because it rules.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Thank you for being here, buddy.
Only you and yours. Oh yeah, that's the motto. Don't need any love from y'all fake motherfuckers. All I need is my girl, my loud pack, dig. Raw, raw.
I heard a lot of motherfuckers try to call me fake. I heard they sleep up on a boy, I guess it's time they wake. But once I get that money up, they wanna be my friend. You'll never see me again, you'll never see me again. Get my money right, get that money right. Bitch, I'm about to get my money right. Get that money right. Mama told me, get your money right. Get that money right. Then I never have to play free.
Oh yeah, to the death of me, BBCOD.
Damn, son, where'd you find
Jesus Christ?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Better rock.
I've been not loving this bitch for a while. Used to be hating and digging my style. Getting that guala, I'm making the pile. Rappers be fake, so I put them on trial. You ain't fucking with me, you can tell by the way that I bang out. Life a party, I just wanna get the lanes out. With my thugs to the trap and the thing now. Break through the window like it's Martin Luther King's house, yeah. Woke up presidential at the hotel. I hit my Vato phone, he got that whole cell. I nutted in that bitch like, oh well. She know the deal, she give her 50 at that hotel. Came in this bitch with a mic and a dream. All of my homies are still on my team. Killing the vocals like Bella Abdul. Ain't feeling your boss, I bought like Kareem. Oh yeah, how we make cash. Oh yeah, till we break through the plate glass. Big waist, earthquake when she shake ass. Finger like a beast, so I'm picking it like a lake.
A lot of motherfuckers try to call me fake. I heard they sleep up on a boy, I guess it's time they wait. But once I give that money up, they wanna be my friend. You'll never see me again, you'll never see me again. With my money, right, get that money, right. Bitch, I'm about to get my money, right. Get that money, right. Mama tell me, get your money, right. Get that money, right. Then I never have to play pretend. I never see y'all again.
That's all, folks.